Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is our Saturday mentoring lessons. I love these because we're having coffee right now and I'm just talking to you. I'm just giving to you advice and I'm giving you advice for free. So you can't beat that. So what I want to talk about today is going the extra mile. It's a scriptural principle where it says if someone asked you to go 1 mile, basically go with them a mile, and the scripture comes back and says, no, go with that person 2 miles. Like go an extra mile with that person. So if somebody asks you to go 1 mile, you go 2. And that principle works in business. So hang on here with me. I had an experience yesterday that kind of blew me away. I went to the pharmacy and I'm on a new health plan and the prescription portion is just awful. I screwed up on, normally we re-up every year and I do everything perfectly, but I checked the wrong box this year and I had to pay out of pocket for prescriptions. Just a mistake and couldn't get back in. I missed the time period. So I'm at CVS Pharmacy and I'm fully prepared. Thankfully, financially, it wasn't going to like crush me, but I get a prescription every month and it was going to be about $120. So I knew I was basically an extra $1,000 for the year, $1,200. But the employee there said, if you could be patient for a few minutes, I think I can save you some money on this. And I've heard of most of the prescription plans, but she went through 2 prescription plans and found the prescription plan that I had never heard of. Brought the price down to $35. Saved me a legitimate $1,000. Saved me a legitimate $85 yesterday for that 5 minutes. And I was like, well, it'd be great if I knew who this company was so I could use them, you know, for the rest of the year, my son. And she created a card for me. She took her business card, flipped it over, and wrote all the information I would need on it. That's going the extra mile. Would I go to any other pharmacy for the next 10 years? No. No. That so impressed me. Before I left, I literally pulled her aside as best you can during the COVID within 6 feet and said, I just want to personally thank you. You absolutely did not have to do that. And I'm just really grateful that you did. Thank you. You know, it never hurts to tell people thank you as well. That's a bonus lesson there. The power words that I tell people, say thank you, goes a long way. You did a great job, goes a long way. But a lot of you are aspiring to do something great. And you're trying to find that one big thing. And what I'm telling you, in looking back, I don't think it's ever been the big things that I've done that moved the needle the most. It was the little things. I remember when I had my direct mail magazine and they would do an article in the newspaper every week on businesses. It was in the business section. And I would get these laminated and I would bring them to my clients when they had a story written about them. And I would do them up really nice so they could put them in their office. I didn't have to do that. It worked. I rarely ever lost a client. It got to the point where my clients were so loyal to me that I didn't use contracts past the first 2 issues. We had a handshake agreement, and all I said to them is, you're in the magazine until I pass away or you pass away, or you let me know, and all I ask is you give me 1 issue notice. So basically, if you canceled in October, it was a quarterly magazine, you'd be in the next issue, but then you could opt out of the following one. It basically gave me almost a 6-month runway. It was pretty genius if you think about it. And I found my handshake was more valuable because typically they go, I might not be in the next issue, but by the time the second issue came around, it was quarterly, they'd stay in it. It gave me 5.5 months to win them over. But this is my point. I always was doing the extra mile. I had golf outings for my clients where I did a trade with a golf course and had all my clients there. And then I did a trade with Chesapeake Bagel Bakery. They provided the breakfast and it was first class. Now I had a direct mail magazine. I didn't need to do that. I went the extra mile. I wanted my clients to see, I appreciate it. I had the owner of the McDonald's in my area. He was a doctor. That was the only time I ever saw him, was at a golf event. Every year he'd bring three friends. He was so grateful and gracious. He said, we look forward to this every year. Go the extra mile. It works. I've done it so many times. With clients, we go the extra mile. We send house cleaners to their house after major remodels. We have an on-staff interior designer. We have an on-staff kitchen designer. I could go on and on. And the model I use in all my companies, but it's, you just go the extra mile. You do more than what is expected. And a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs, and I'm telling you, maybe you start out as an employee and get in the habit of going the extra mile. In companies under 50 employees, a top-notch employee who's invaluable can parlay that into a piece of ownership. I'm not saying it's going to happen in a year, but I can just tell you, in the companies that I've owned, when I have somebody that I can't live without, I try to do everything I can to figure out how to get them into the flock. Because my motto is 50% of a lot is better than 100% of a little. 50% of something I don't have to do a lot of work for is better than 100% of something I have to do all the work for. So trying, just being an employee, a lot of you, you know, are 18, 19, 20, and you're looking to do something big. And I'd say, well, why don't you get a job? Well, I don't want to work. Well, great. You know what? There's a lot of things I don't want to do. My dog is going to crap in my yard today. And at some point, somebody in my family, and very possibly me, might have to pick it up. It's not one of the things I look forward to. It's one of the things that happen. I mean, that's just life. 80% of what I do, I really like doing. But there's still 20% that, you know what, I wish somebody else would do it, but I do it. And I'm telling you, sometimes some of you are too young to be so brash on what you're not going to do, and so selective and so impatient. Why is it great to just have a job? Because it teaches you to come to work every day. It teaches you to be submissive, to work under someone. And so you can see how that leadership dynamic is. You're going to see leaders that you really respect and leaders that you don't. I still look back to my first real job and learning how to conduct myself in a staff meeting. I'll never forget the leader there, and was, he was so gracious, and because I was, you know, an idea machine, I talk fast. And he said, Sean, plant ideas like seeds, not like bullets. He said, when you're really good at it, people will come back a month or two and they'll bring up your idea and they'll think it's theirs. He said, that's when you're good. No college was going to teach me that. That one, that's like a parable of wisdom. So good. So unbelievably good what that person just shared with me. Plant an idea like a seed, not like a bullet. I can go on and on. So sometimes it's just working for somebody and going the extra mile and getting into the discipline of doing more than what's asked of you. One of my mantras that I try to say to my business partners is, if you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it faster than you ask me to, better than you ask me to, and you will not need to remind me if I did it. That's the extra mile standard. I'm going to do it faster than you ask me to. I'm going to do it better than you ask me to, and you will not need to have to come back and remind me. That pushes me to another standard. So what we talked about today is just doing extra, going the extra mile. Be great at going the extra mile. Be great at just doing a little bit more. I've always said this to my children. A lot of times it's 30 seconds is the difference between good and great. The difference between a good and a great job sometimes is 30 seconds of just looking over your work. I say this to my employees sometimes. You know that 1 minute you spend with the client just saying, is everything here the way you want it to be? That 1 minute will save you having to go back another day. That 1 minute will save you another disrupting another 8-hour workday. It's just going the extra mile. it hit me because of what happened to me, obviously, at the pharmacy, somebody taking 5 minutes that they did not need to do that saved me over $1,000. And guess what? I don't care how rich you are. $1,000 is still nice to save. And I know I was grateful for it. So again, aspiring entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs that are just kind of stuck right now, start going the extra mile. And I'm going to build this out into a lesson to how you do this with your customers and clients, because this is, it's really pounded into my head right now. And I kind of use this morning as a way to flush it out. And that's what I do sometimes, is I flush out a lesson through, maybe it's Facebook. You know, if you're not in my Tribe of Entrepreneurs Facebook group, shame on you. It's every Friday. You get to ask me questions. And I tell people, every question you ask me is worth at least $1,000. That's the going rate for me asking a question in person. If I was coaching you, it's somewhere around that lines. I do it for free. I love doing it. Sometimes I get so many, I take Zoom calls afterwards. For nothing. I don't care. Because I want to encourage, equip, and educate entrepreneurs. That's my mission every day that I wake up. Encourage, educate, and equip entrepreneurs. Again, this is the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is our Saturday mentoring. This is where it's, you know, just picture you and I having coffee together, and I'm just talking to you. Not really teaching you, just encouraging you. If you were a younger person, I'm saying to you, just get in the habit of doing extra. If you're an existing business owner, get in the habit, get back to, or start doing a little extra. I like to. I want to do more than what's expected sometimes. You know, I like that. I did one thing this week, and then I'll close with that, because this is not me. Okay, I have rental property, so I have like a plumbing snake that one of my guys left. Basically, it can unclog any toilet. And if you have a teenage son, you need one of these. And one of my companies, the toilet, they were going to call a plumber to fix a toilet. And I went there and undid it. Like, they saw the owner of the company, the guy who does a podcast, writes books. My, it took me 10 seconds. I did it on purpose. I wanted to show the humility, because I believe me, I struggle with arrogance and all that, like probably like many people do. But I wanted to do it. I wanted them to see. And I took out the trash while I was there in the bathrooms and around the office. Didn't need to do it. I could have, one text, I could have had 20 of my guys do that. But I wanted to go the extra mile. I wanted to set a standard that, you know, that, hey, I'm in it. I'm here to help. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will be top 100, now over 100 countries this year. We were like in two new countries in the top 10 today. So it's we were in Netherlands and, what's another one? Singapore. There we go. There were the two this week in two new countries that we've cracked into the top 50 on. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by Get Started Marketing. Simply put, my business owners, if you're having trouble attracting customers, you're not getting enough people to your sites, then you're clearly not going to have enough sales. Just reach out to them. They're incredible. Really, really good. Get Started Marketing. You know I wouldn't be promoting them if they weren't great. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk again soon.